Okay, Thursday night we're learning the dinim of Netilas Yadayim. We discussed the proper way according to our custom, Kabbalah, is you pick up the cup in your right hand, transfer it to the left hand, you pour it three times over the right hand, each time making sure you go all the way to the wrist. And therefore what the custom is, you hold your hands in a loose fist that you can pour the water one shot. If you stick it out like this, it's going to be much harder to get the whole hand with one. So you make it a loose fist, and then the water can get in all over the place. And then you wash three times, and then you do the same thing to the left side. And we learned the other day, some Chassidic holds that even a left-handed person washes his left hand first, not the right hand. Now, what happens, and this can happen often. So you wash your right hand, let's say, and by mistake, you touched it with your left hand while they were still wet, and you didn't wash the left hand yet. So the din is, or I'll tell you where else it's very practical to happen. You're standing in line to be shalosh hodis, or something, you're standing in line to wash, and then finish washing both hands, and then you're handing the kfar to somebody. By mistake, somebody else touches your hand, and they didn't wash yet. So the din is, you have to dry your hands and rewash. Now, if you already made a bracha, then you don't have to make a bracha again. But you need to dry your hands properly and rewash again without a bracha. Or if you touched your own hand because you didn't wash it yet, so it's tameh, and it makes this hand tameh, so therefore you would have to dry your hands and then rewash properly again. If you made a bracha, you don't make a bracha again. If you didn't make a bracha, then obviously you wash again, you make a bracha. Now what happens in the middle of eating? Somebody has to go to the bathroom, to the restroom, and they're still planning to eat more bread. So then the din is, you have to wash again for bread, but without a bracha. You have to wash again, but you don't make a bracha. So the best thing, it says, is the different opinions on Allah, how to do this. The best thing would be, first you wash your hands. So you went to the bathroom in the middle of eating. So you need to wash your hands, you need to make ashiyotza. And then you have to wash. The best thing to do is wash your hands for after the bathroom, make ashiyotza, and then make sure your hands are dry, and then wash them again without a bracha. So you wash your hands, make ashiyotza, then you rewash properly, but without a bracha. But if you're not planning to eat any more bread, by the way, let's say it's by dessert already, whatever, you're not eating, you're not planning to eat, even though really you should take a piece of bread afterwards, but if you're not planning to eat more bread, then you don't have to wash again because you're not eating bread. The same thing, if somebody, this would apply to women, let's say, or men, they change the diaper. Let's say there's a baby in the middle of a meal, you have to change the diaper. So then the din is, because you're touching unclean things in different parts of the body which are concealed or hidden normally, so then you would have to wash again without a bracha. If you tied your shoes, you'd have to wash again. What?
Even though it's a baby?
Huh? Even though it's a baby?
Why? Why is the bathroom touching your shoes causing you to wash again?
Because you're touching parts of a person's body which are hidden.
Okay, so you can just wash with, why not just wash without a cup? Why would you wash?
Because you have to rewash for bread, because that's the halacha. If you went to the middle of the bathroom, or you touch Kemis HaMechusim, the places which are normally covered, you have to rewash your hands. If somebody would tie their shoes, they would have to rewash again for bread.
So if you wash for bread and you started eating and then you go to the bathroom, you do Asher Yatzah and then say the bracha, you have to wash again as if...
Like, yeah, that's what we just said. You have to wash again like for bread without a bracha.
So you already washed...
Yeah, but you went to the bathroom in the middle.
Yeah, but you already... Does that not...
No, ashiyotze, you're washing your hands for ashiyotze. You don't wash like you do for bread. Even people that use cups, you know, after a bathroom, but over there they do it alternately.
Right.
So that's not good enough for wash. Washing has to be three in a row.
So the original is not good enough for continuing the meal?
No. No, if you're planning to eat bread. The poskim write in halacha tying the shoes. Even the Pasuk discussed by Yom Kippur, where you don't wear leather shoes, or Tisha B'Av for that matter. What happens if you tie those shoes? The Pasuk, you also have to wash your hands. I mean, you have to be careful, you know, until the knuckles, because it's Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av. But even shoes, yeah, not even if you touch the sole. If you touch the shoe itself, is considered something that you need to wash. Now, what happens if somebody is, this was brought up for Thursday, but we said we're going to talk about it. You don't have a keli, but you have a river. That's a kosher mikveh. Or a well. Or an ocean. That's a kosher mikveh. So then, up then, you table your hands in the mikveh, in the ocean, let's say. You don't have a keli, so you can't wash. So you put your hands in the ocean. And then, so there's a different opinion, what bracha do you make? The Alter Rebbe says you should make al shtifas yodayim or al tvilas yodayim. But in Kitzur says you make al netilas yodayim. But even the Alter Rebbe writes, if you made al netilas yodayim, it's also good.
How many times did you dip your hand in the ocean?
Once is enough. It's like a mikvah, so.
I'm guessing the water is more sandy or whatever, it doesn't matter?
No.
You get sand on your hand, it's okay?
Yeah. Well, you don't wash in, you don't stick your hand to the sand. I mean, if you stick it in the water,
the water gets the sand and everything, it all comes up and you put it.
No, you're not going to get that much. Even if you do, it's not a problem.
Pool is the same?
What?
A pool.
No, a pool is not a kosher mikveh. Dipping your hands into something has to be a kosher mikveh, which would be a river, a lake, you know, things like that, not man made. Yeah. What? Yeah, your hands get wet. That's about it. It doesn't help at all for washing. What?
If you are in a flight, so how about washing hands? I'm saying, well, if you want each breath.
So there are people, we learned this Thursday, that if you hold it in a napkin or in a glove, but the Alter Rebbe doesn't hold like that. In Siddur, in Shulchan Aruch, he allows it. In Siddur, he's machmir not to rely on that heter. The only question is like this. Can you wash in a bathroom? Bechlal, let's first start. Generally speaking, are you allowed to wash in your bathroom? Now, obviously, you can't make a brach in the bathroom. The question is, are you allowed to wash in the tilas yadayim in the bathroom, then go outside and make the bracha, or things like that? So that's a whole issue in halacha. The truth is like this. Years ago, the bathrooms didn't have plumbing like today. They didn't have plumbing like they had today. It was outhouses. So just walking into a bathroom, you'd have to wash your hands. Even if you didn't do anything. Just walking into a bathroom in those outhouses, you know, years ago.
A hole in the ground.
Huh? A hole in the ground. You're just walking into that room, you'd have to wash your hands.
Construction sites.
Huh? Construction bathrooms is similar to a plane. That's what we're coming to. 1 second. Now, today's bathrooms is a discussion in halacha. What's the discussion? If you pardon my being just clear for the sake of halacha. Now, if the toilet seat is clean underneath the toilet seat from urine, then according to many opinions, you're allowed to wash in that bathroom. Make the bracha outside. If the toilet seat has urine underneath, you know, because people don't aim properly, as they say, so then it has a din of a regular basic key, so you wouldn't be allowed to wash there for a bit. If you clean it first, then it would have a din that you would be allowed to. Then you would be allowed to wash there. Again, it's not the best way. Now, so what's the advantage of a bathroom today is the dirt goes out. It goes into the pipes, out into the sewer system. What happens though, if you have like these bathrooms that we used to have here, or on a plane.
Well, these also close.
Huh?
After the water goes down, it closes.
One second. So now the question is, that's different, because then the stuff stays in the area. It's not going out to the city, which is then it's the area is clean. So that is a much worse scenario halachically. Bottom line is the makel that if you cover it, like with the toilet seat or whatever, that it's covered, and you have no choice. You're allowed to wash in there, but it's not really a very good place to wash because the stuff is still there. It's not out in the street in the sewer system. Huh? Well, you could wash there and then make the bracha. It's obviously, out. No, you can never make a bracha in the bathroom, no matter what.
But if you use the bathroom, you could wash in the bathroom and then go wash.
Yeah.
There's no problem with
that. What option do you have?
Like, you wash outside. There's no benefit to washing outside.
If you're talking about chlal?
Yeah.
Many people are machmed that they will rather not wash in the bathroom, even if it's clean, because it's still a bathroom. If that could be done, it's better. But if not, practical halacha, you're allowed to wash in the bathroom and you can make ashiyatza when you go out.
You should dry your hands outside the
For bread or for ashiyatza?
For bread.
For bread, you have to make a bracha before you dry your hands. Ashiyatza, why can't you dry your hands?
I know, I heard it. So if you do wash in the bathroom, it's better to dry your hands outside.
Why?
I don't know. So it's for bread.
There's no time limit after the bathroom
stash you
outside.
Right, you could say it later. That's not an issue. So
how about the water itself? If you, let's say, take the water from outside, is that water also equally not
So some people are machmir, let's say, for negel vasa next to your bed. There are people that are machmir that won't take from a bathroom sink. But the fact is, most people are lenient and will take from a bathroom sink, especially in now our bathrooms. Yes?
The airports, for example, where they have the around the corner, it's not necessarily right next to the bathroom itself, but where people go to the bathroom.
Oh, so that's much better, halachically. A lot of times, not only in the airports, I mean, you have the airports, sometimes. But if you have, let's say, some people have the toilet area, you know, and then they have a separate room washing. So that's not a problem because that's already a separate room.
Even though it's connecting.
Listen, on the Pico Mikvah, right? So from the mikvah to the washing room, there's the doors, right? There's a door.
Swinging.
Huh? Swinging door. So that swinging door is already a mechitza that you could do it. So it's not a problem. Then it would be a question whether you could wash in that room or not, because it's all one big room. Well, I mentioned many times, people aren't aware of this, so we're going to dive back. But walking into the mikvah room, you have to wash your hands even if you don't do anything. Just walking into a bathhouse or a mikvah, which is halachically a bathhouse, just walking in there, walking out. Let's say, I'll give you an example. You're in the mikvah, you left the mikvah, you washed your hands and you left. Then you remember you've got your watch. Okay, so you can go into the mikveh just to get your watch. Alpidin, or you have a towel, whatever. Alpidin, you have to wash again. Even if there's nobody in there.
You don't shower, if you go in your house and you shower, then you come
out
and you wash.
Yeah, so you take a shower, you cut your nails, you cut your hair. We're going to get into it. Huh?
No, you dress. Go ahead and wear the shower.
Yeah. Then you come out and wash.